I'm Frank Phillips. I'm the State House Bureau Chief for the Boston Globe.
And you are a veteran of how many years at the paper?
I've been at the paper over 25 years now.
Ah, wow. Fresh off the bat, I mean, what is your reaction? I think we kind of knew this was coming, didn't we?
Well, I think we did. It was, you know, it was like the other shoe that dropped. But it dropped, and it just reminded us that how tenuous this all is in the news business, particularly newspaper journalism, the sort of that I grew up with and have been in so long, is, you know, quickly changing, and this is part of it. It's not profitable, and the New York Times has got to make a move, and we understand that, but I thought we were doing pretty well. The Globe is breaking even pretty much, making perhaps a little money, and also doing very well in terms of content. We drive the news around here, and we always have, and we continue to, and there's great journalism, but this announcement was just like a bucket of cold water thrown over what great feelings we have about the kind of journalism we're doing.
So how might this affect you, or too early to say?
Me personally?
Mm-hmm.
I'm rounding third of my career, and I'm enjoying every moment I have left in it. And if it ends now, I've had a glorious career. I really feel for those younger people who've come into the business as bright-eyed and bushy-tailed as I was, and just ready to gobble up the business. You know, learning how to be a reporter. I don't know what the future is. It's all going to the internet, to the website. That's a different kind of journalism. It's not quite as content-oriented as is quick hits and things that are, you know, quickly happening, and you got to update them all the time. Whereas the newspaper was always, you know, that morning you always wanted somebody to pick up the paper and spill their coffee as they read the headline on your story, that's the way it was done in the old days. And now it's so quick and fast moving.
Who would you hope steps in to buy the Globe at this point? Someone who wanted to emphasize local news?
Well, I mean, we have been doing that so much more than we ever have,
mm-hmm.
And that's where our resources are. We don't have overseas bureaus like we used to. We don't have bureaus around the country, and we've cut back on other areas, obviously. But we are emphasizing local news, and that's where we are best at, and that we've done a marvelous job in doing that. So whoever buys it, I think, would understand that's the best formula. It's, you know, put out the best content you can, best journalism, and people come to you and buy it. And they're gonna have to buy it in the newspaper, they're going to buy it online. The New York Times was a news organization, and as much trouble we had with it in terms of their cutbacks and slashing of salaries and benefits at times, threatening to close the paper, it still was a news organization, and they're experienced in that area. And I think our biggest fear would be some, you know, rich businessman in Boston who wants to have a toy and has got a lot of buddies and, you know, sacred cows, or just doesn't know, you know, what the news business is all about, and could run the company into the ground. That's happened. We saw that out in Chicago. We've seen it in other cities. Having the New York Times while they were, you know, in New York and not of one of us, it was at least a news organization that knew how to put out a newspaper.
And it's the devil that you knew, and now, of course, it's the devil you don't.
You couldn't put it better, Diane.